A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Lamed Ches, Ksubas 38a, pagination is 75. Starting from the Mishnah about midway on the page, midway on a line, Masnisin. We're going to be discussing variation cases of Ones Umefata. We discussed that Ones is the case where a man assaulted, raped a woman, and Mefata is the case where he seduced her. We're talking about a girl that is very young, and there's a very specific procedure described in the Torah regarding a Naira that is Nensa or Nispatata. Variation cases, specifically, that we're going to discuss are, number one, what happens if the Naira that we're dealing with was a divorced woman, meaning she got married to the point of Erusin, she did not do Nisuin, and from that Erusin that she did have, she got divorced. And now she was assaulted. What is the status of the knas? Firstly, does it get paid in such a case? And secondly, who gets that payment? Does she get it or does the father get it? Keep in mind that the case is very carefully being chosen as a case where she only had Erusin, but did not have Nisuin, because once she has Nisuin, she would no longer be considered a Besula and would not be entitled to Knas. Also, it has to be a case where there was Erusin, but that Erusin is no longer in effect. It has to be that she was divorced from that Erusin, because if she was still married in the Erusin, it would become Le Bidraba Mine, the more strict punishment would apply, and again, there would be no payment because it's a capital offense. She's a married lady. So we're dealing with a case, our first variation case on Ones Umefata, is what happens if the girl, instead of standard, she's in her father's home, she's maturing, she's getting older, but nothing dramatic has happened. We're going to do a variation case where she was married to the point of Erusin, and then she was divorced, and then this man assaulted her. What is the halacha on that event? So our Mishnah tells us, Naira shenis arsa v'niskarsha, a Naira, that age, 12 to 12 and a half, she was married to the point of Erusin, and then she was divorced. Next line, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva rules, which is the way we paskin, Yesh lo knas uknasa la'atzma. She has knas, and the knas goes to her, as opposed to normally, Naira would get her knas payment going to her father. Skip a line into the Gemara at the end of a line. Rabbi Akiva explains his position by saying that when the pasuk says "Asher lo arasa," when Ones Umefata happened, it was dealing with a case that she was not betrothed, she was not married. Why would it say that? We know a rule of Kamle Bidraba Mine that if she is married, it's a much more serious punishment and Knas wouldn't even apply. So why would you bring up the fact that she's not married? The answer is, Asher lo arasa, the halacha described here applies la'avia, that the knas goes to her father. But in the variation case, had she been me'ureses, and then niskarsha, betrothed, and then divorced from that, ha'arasa la'atzma, had she gotten married, it would go to her, if the knas payment is applicable. And it would be if she was divorced from an erusin, she's still considered a besula, and it's not kam le bidraba minei. So that's our first variation case. Naira, nisarsa, niskarsha. The Torah paskins in Kuf Ayin Zayin that indeed the payments would be made. And the girsa of the Beis Yosef and the Bach in the Torah is the word la, that the payments would be made to her. Let's turn on to Amud Beis. Pagination is 76, and we have another variation case. Counting up from the bottom of the page, about seven lines, at the end of a line, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Ba'aleha umesa. If the man came upon her, assaulted her, and she died before they had a chance to bring it to Beis Din. It's not referring that he killed her in the process. That would be murder. We're talking that it's just a variation case on the fine, on the knas. What would the halacha be if she died before they were able to go to Beis Din? And Abaye rules Potter. He's going to be absolved. There's not going to be a knas payment. And the reason Abaye says is Gzeiris HaKosov, Shene'emar, V'nosan La'avi HaNaira, because the Pasuk says that you give the money to the father of the girl, V'lo La'avi Meso. And we infer that it doesn't go to the father of a dead person. It has to be that she's still alive in order to obtain that payment. And that's indeed how the Torah paskins in Kuf Ayin Zayin, that if she dies before Ha'amada Bidin, before it was brought to Beis Din, then he's Potter, and the Beis Yosef observes that this is following this ruling of Abaye. Our final variation case on the topic of Ones Umefata is actually a bit more than a variation case. It's how would we handle this in our time? At least conceptually, how would we handle it? And the importance of that is that sometimes a case comes up, we always try to ground ourselves in Talmudic principles. Even if the case doesn't match entirely, we look for precedent of how to apply the laws. And that concept can be found in Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Beis, where the Mechaber writes, Onus Emefata Donin Osa Begimel Dayonim. The laws of Onus Emefata have to be judged with three judges, Simuchim Be'eretz Yisrael, who have the true smicha of the original type of smicha. V'ha'idna, and nowadays, she'ein smuchim, we do not have that type of smicha, that type of ordination, in order to enforce these laws of fines, knas. So what do? Menadim oso ad she'yifayis es chavero. You can put a person into nidui, into a degree of excommunication. You can put pressure on the person who did the assault, ad she'yifayis es chavero, until he appeases the fellow who's been damaged, the girl, the father, the family. He has to do pius. He has to do some sort of appeasement. Once he does that, sharinan lei, we permit him again. But he has to do a degree of appeasement. And this is the concept that we're describing, that even though we can't enforce Ones Umefata, but the way we will conduct ourselves in such a painful situation is going to be rooted in the original Talmudic law, and we're going to demand that the person who did the assault would be mefayes, would appease in an appropriate way, and once that's done, we would remove our influence from the case. obviously even payments doesn't always do the trick. It presumably doesn't do the trick. The entire topic of onusa mefata is traumatic, but to the extent that Beis Din is able to step in and issue a ruling or influence the outcome, we're going to be based, taking the lead from what the original law of onusa mefata was, and from that demand some degree of appeasement. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.